Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, April 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians in Sri Lanka are concerned about a cabinet decision that could bring a tough anti-conversion bill into law in that predominantly Buddhist nation. Back to the Bible's Sri Lanka director, James Kanaganayagam, says if it's approved, it could affect their feeding, orphan, medical, and other humanitarian aid programs.
It would not only limit evangelism, it would also curtail our mandate to live as the Lord Jesus wants us to live, in that it could be misconstrued that even our social action is done in order to bribe people into the kingdom of God.
A similar bill was struck down last year. Next, the Traveling Ten Commandments exhibit has sparked debate about the so-called separation of church and state in the United States. Those questions bring up the issue of whether or not this year's Bible reading marathons will be facing discrimination. But Bible Pathways' Barbara Bivens says it's an issue of freedom of religious expression. She says this year is taking a different approach.
This particular year, National Day of Prayer is also Cinco de Mayo, and we're trying to reach out to the Hispanic people with a message that this is their opportunity to celebrate their freedom and also their freedom to read God's Word and to pray in public venues.
And prospective overseas missionaries have a place to go to learn about missions work. The Journey Deepens is a weekend retreat to help prospects explore, discover, and connect with how they could become a missionary in another culture. Brigada.org reports these weekends are for college students, professionals, and high school seniors. They'll talk about the missionary call, support raising, and more. The next retreat begins April 15th in Oklahoma. Go to our website to get more details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, please pray for us, praying for the persecuted Christians in 52 nations from Open Doors. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.